Hi everyone, good to have you joining with us again for our daily devotional. And Tozer's with us as usual. He's doing well today. He's a little bit tired because earlier on we took him to the butcher's and he got a huge big bone that was about yonder size, and he's been eating that and chewing that all morning. So he's really tired, and I think his jaws are sore, so he's been a bit quieter than usual. Going to share a lovely gospel verse with you, a lovely simple verse from Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. Paul says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's a verse that's simple, clear, unambiguous, and easy to understand. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Paul has put this little verse in the book of Romans, and he lays it down there, meaning it to be a response that we are to make to the gospel that Paul has declared. The book of Romans is all about the person and work of Jesus Christ, God's great plan and salvation, whereby the Son of God came into the world, shed his blood upon a cross for our sins. We had sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Paul is laying down this great foundation of God's plan in redemption, whereby the Son of God died on a cross and shed his blood to redeem us from the curse of the law and to save our precious souls. And then in response to that, he says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I wonder, have you made that response to the gospel? I wonder, have you called upon the name of the Lord for salvation? Notice four very simple things. The great scope of this text, it's for the whosoever. It's not for the Jew primarily. It's not for the Gentile primarily. It's for all men everywhere. One of God's favourite words is the word whosoever. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life freely. Whosoever includes you. If you call upon the name of the Lord today, you shall be saved. There's great scope in this verse. And then it speaks as well of a great cry. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That word call literally means cry. From the depths of your heart, from the depths of your soul, with honesty, with conviction, with sincerity, even with desperation, call upon the name of the Lord. We have an illustration of that whenever Peter was walking in the water. And then he saw the wind and the waves that were boisterous, and he began to get his eyes off the Lord. He began to sink, and he cried out for fear and said, "Lord, save me." And he called upon the name of the Lord. And straight away the Lord Jesus reached down his hand and lifted Peter and saved him. It's not a mechanical prayer. It's not a form of words. It's not some dry or empty thing. It's an earnest seeking, an earnest and sincere calling upon the name of the Lord. And then you have the object, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." That's speaking of the Saviour. The Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There's the object of our faith. The hymn writer said, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one, the Saviour. His wounds for me shall plead." Some people talk about faith, they talk about prayer, they talk about religion, they talk about their belief. But there's no object, there's no resting place. It's a very empty and a very strange thing. They just talk about, well, having some sort of faith and some sort of a God. Paul says, call upon the name of the Lord, the name of Christ. That word name, it denotes his whole person, who he is and what he has done. Rest in that, the finished work of Christ upon the cross, his resurrection, power and glory, the living, exalted person of Christ. Call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And then the last thing is, there's an assurance in this verse. Shall be saved. Not could be saved, not can be saved, not might be saved, but shall, will be saved. Now what does it mean to be saved? It's a word that we hear a lot about. Some people think it's merely a get out of jail free card. It's much more than that. Yes, Bible salvation is to be saved from the penalty of sin, separation from God for all eternity in hell, but also from the pollution of sin, and also from the power of sin. He breaks the power of cancel sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. That blood can avail for you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not call upon Christ today? Take him at his word. Ask him to be your Savior. Give him your heart. Give him your life. And enter into a wonderful experience of God's forgiveness. Thank you so much for listening. And may God bless you until we meet again.